Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back, my friends. Okay, so I hope this week and this day are treating you amazing so far. I am super happy to be here. Today, we're going to be talking about what I call this or better than this. It is one of my favorite things to do and to focus on anytime that I'm working on something or anytime that, you know, just on a day-to-day basis. It's leaving the door open for a little bit of magic to happen in your life as you are elevating and growing towards your goals and your dreams. Okay. So it is so important, guys, to leave the door open for that magic to happen. We are all in what I call our possibility containers. Okay. Possibility is really a realm and we live in it. We each have our own world of possibility and we live inside of it. So a person will have its own possibility container. A company will have a possibility container that it evolves within. A community, a nation, a specific market or industry, they all have what they think is possible versus not possible for them. And most people don't realize that this container can be expanded at will. It's almost like you have this kingdom, it has its borders and frontiers, almost like you're, you know, an actual container, something that has its own borders. For some people, they're going to live in what is more like a shack of possibility. They're stuck doing the same old thing over and over and over again, not even realizing that there is so much more available to them. Some people will have a two-story building, right? And that's their possibility container. Other people have mansions. Other people, I like to joke that Elon Musk, his possibility container is so big that it's thinking about intergalactic travel, right? That is what that possibility container looks like. And so when we are within our own world and focus on reaching our specific goals, we tend to do it within what we consider our possibility container, whether we realize it or not, right? It is based on our current awareness. But there is so much more available that we are aware of, okay? So this is why I wanted to bring this topic to you, because we don't realize it. But when we determine that, okay, here's what I want to achieve, and this is how I'm going to do it, and we are stuck with that way, with no wiggle room to let, you know, the door open for magic to happen, we actually struggle way more. When the goals that we have are so, you know, when we make them specific and we become so intensely attached to that specific goal and that one way of reaching it, it makes us fearful. It makes us not feel safe, right? It makes us feel like we have to control everything like crazy to make it happen. It makes us feel like, oh my God, it's this way or the highway. It's this way or it's not going to happen. We start doubting our own abilities and we start fearing that it actually might not happen. And that's something that I see people, they're stuck in that mindset. And it actually makes it very difficult to grow, right? It makes it difficult to reach your goals. So when I say this or better than this, it's this way or better than this way. It's this specific goal or better than this goal. So whenever I'm wishing for something, wherever I'm praying for something, whenever I am, you know, envisioning what I want, is it always ends with this or better than this. Okay. This way or better than this way, this specific goal or better than this goal. At the end of the day, what are we looking for? Happiness, growth, fulfilling our potential. There is an infinite number of ways for us to do that. Okay. So getting into the mindset of, okay, this or better than this, it actually helps you loosen up a little bit in terms of feeling like you need to control everything, especially what's happening on the outside. So there is less fear and it also is way more fun. Okay, so I'm going to share with you really how I do this. And I really, really hope that it you can take this and go and implement it in your life and really feel confident in anything that you do, knowing that this or better than this is going to show up. All right. So how do you embody this or better than this concept? Number one, you start with a vision. I always, you know, you're always going to hear me talk about intention and vision casting and really projecting what it is that we want, and keep doing it in a way where you keep it fun, right? Because at the end of the day, I am sorry to say, but we believe that we are in full control, but we are not. We don't even know how long we are on this earth for, right? We don't even have that specific information. So whatever we feel like we are in 100% control, we are not. The only thing we're in control of, kind of, is what we can do to work on what's happening inside of us, okay? So even when I'm saying, oh, do the vision work, etc., even our vision, when we don't pay attention, is happening within our own container of possibility. Right now, no matter how much of a visionary I am, I can tell you that I'm not necessarily thinking that I'm going to build spaceships and go travel there with my family within the next 20 years, right? It's not that it's impossible. It is just not in my possibility container right now. Even if I were to say that to you, I would not be believing it. I don't believe it yet, right? It's not there. So even when we are creating our vision, we are really creating it within that sphere of what we know so far. That's why you want to be a little bit playful with this. Okay. You set intentions, but this or better than this. All right. So let's say that vision is there, your hypothesis, your intention. Make the decision to go full out. Take and accept full ownership of this thing. Commit to taking action 100% versus doing what 99% of people do and they half-ass it, okay? Don't, you know, if you have something like that and you took the time to think it and feel that emotion of, oh my God, I would love to have this, go for it. That's why that dream is there, okay? Go for it. It's going to take you somewhere and you're going to be so glad that you did. So go for it. However, this is where the this or better than this kind of comes into play. You detach from the result. And for me, a very simple way to do this is to add to that vision this or better than this. Okay, I'm in my possibility container. This is what I know right now. Even our goals are limited by what we know and what we're aware of. What we don't know typically is not part of our possibility container. It's just not there yet because we don't know, right? So you want to think about, okay, this thing I want, this or better than this. Opening up to the idea that you don't know everything. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. Even the person that you consider the smartest person around you does not know everything, right? So open up to that idea of this or better than this, and it's going to give you this amazing superpower of being able to act on inspiration. When you open up to this or better than this, you're going to be working on one specific thing and doing it a specific way. But because you're playful and open-minded in that moment, what happens is a lot of times you're going to get inspiration. You're going to get this crazy idea to do something, right? And that crazy idea is inspiration. It is still aligned, but you never thought of doing it that way, right? And all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, why don't I just play with it and do it? That's what's called inspired action. When you do it, you're letting the magic come in. How many times I'm thinking about a sale, a $70,000 sale that I made because of one crazy inspired action. Right? Of just, you know, I knew that I had to reach a goal. We had a workshop coming soon. And I was like, how on earth am I going to do this? There is this usual way that I do things. But then I was sitting one day and I think it was on a Saturday, sitting, and I just had this crazy idea. Hey, just go and look for these specific things on social media, right? And I was looking for a specific Facebook group on Facebook. I just created a list of 5 groups. I went into those groups, you know, just signed up, asked to join the group. I was let in. I didn't do anything with it. A couple days later, I was just scrolling through my social media and I see this person post, hey, I'm looking for an amazing mastermind where everyone is a millionaire. I was like, huh, you know, where does this come from? Oh, it's one of the group that I joined 2 days ago just because I had that intuitive hit, right? Join the group. Answer this question. Little did I know we had other clients in that specific group and they're all, oh my God, yes, we have this amazing mastermind, et cetera, et cetera. 3 days later, end up closing a $70,000 sale, right? This is the type of stuff that if you're not letting yourself be open to this or better than this, this way or better than this way, you wouldn't even take action on those ideas that come to mind, all right? If I hadn't done that, I would be focused on getting lower sales on what we consider a flagship, what we sell most of, which is probably what less than half the amount. And I would be focused on that versus being open, this or better than this, an answer will come, possibility container expanding constantly. And when the ideas hit, take action on it. All right, that is the magic of this thing. Another thing too, that you can just, you know, when it comes to really focusing on this idea of this or better than this, is stop worrying so much about what's happened and what's going to happen in the future. I think we lose so much of our energy reminiscing past memories and trying to figure out the future and worrying about it, versus living in our day-tight container. What's happening now? What's happening today, right? So if we're so focused on what's happened in the past and what's going to happen in the future, there's no room for this or better than this. When you think about it, our past is just an accumulation of memories. When you think about the possibility container that I was talking about in the beginning, it is the accumulation of our memories. When you think about the future and you're working and you're worried about the future, what it is really, you're worried because of past memories, right? So our memories, if we don't pay attention, keep us stuck. Even when we think we're worried because of the future, we are only worried because of our past memories, right? So learning to live in day-tight container means we learn to let go of those memories and focus on what's happening now. That's where this or better than this has its space. Okay, think of any of the projects that you have as a quest. Anything that happens, it's really a quest. You wanting to reach your goal, it's a quest. It's a vehicle to your dream. The more you can make that vehicle open, you open the windows, there's going to be air coming in and out, and you have that space open for additional things to come in, right? Versus being so stuck on the vision, being so stuck on the way to achieve that vision that you have no more flexibility. All right. So this or better than this, it is probably one of the best beliefs, I guess, if you could call it a belief. In terms of how I see the world, it is one, when I look at people who are extremely intuitive, people who are extremely, who are happy, number one, on their quest to mastery, it's because they're not tied to one way. They know that there is much bigger than what they know, and they are open to it. And so here's one really big paradigm of mine, okay? Once you've done those three things, right? I talked about starting with the vision, having that intention in mind. Talked about number two, making a decision to go full out, 100% full out going into it, and then detaching from the result. Once you've done all of those things, guys, most of your work is mostly, it's done. It's there, right? You only have then one job. You get the heck out of the way. You maintain your awareness, you increase your joy so that you're in a state of well-being as you're doing the things. And again, you'll hear me say it so many times, the way that you feel, your state, your energetic state has a huge impact on how easily you're going to be reaching your goals. Okay. So increasing your joy and just feeling good in the moment is huge. Be present. Don't stay in your past stories. Don't obsess about the future. Because again, as I said, even the future, what we think is the future, is really how we're projecting based on our memories. Practice being present. And that's going to allow inspiration to come in. And that's what inspired action is. Because then once you have the inspiration, you have the ideas, you're like, what? would this really work? Just do it still. That's what inspired action is, and that's what it feels like. All right. So do the thing. Remember this or better than this. This dream or better than this dream. This way of doing it or better than this. All right. And you will have so much fun on your quest, so much fun in your everything that you're looking for in terms of growth, and so much happiness along the way. All right. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kairi Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.